Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The CDC reports that nearly 74% of people aged 5 and older have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Compare that to figures around the world where just 46% have had at least one dose. That could be changing, though, with a slew of new vaccines in development. And as Brett Dahlberg of IEEE Spectrum reports, some of these second-generation vaccines might not be shots at all.
By now, the idea of a shot to vaccinate against COVID-19 is so well known, health authorities and reporters have started calling it simply the jab.
I get ready for the jab.
Or refusing the jab.
Mandating the jab for health workers.
Forcing young people to have the jab.
But vaccines don't have to come in jab form. Sure, the most familiar ones usually are. Think flu shot, measles, mumps, and rubella, and chickenpox. But some, like a common form of the polio vaccine, come in pills you swallow. Others are supposed to dissolve under the tongue. And some come as nasal sprays. That's because the immune system is not just one big full-body apparatus.
The immune system is localized in different tissue sites.
Donna Farber is a professor of immunology at Columbia University. She studies the details of how the body develops immunity.
So I've been studying the immune system for a really long time, decades. The focus of my research really for over 25 years now has been on how we generate immune memory. So the whole basis of vaccines and what protects us.
Farber says where a vaccine is administered in the body has a lot to do with what kind of immunity the person develops. Shots are really good at getting antibodies going in the bloodstream. Nasal sprays are really good at getting them set up in the mucous membranes along the path from the nose to the lungs.
A lot of what we get exposed to is what we breathe in. And there's a lot of respiratory pathogens. We're dealing with one very particularly nasty one right now.
That's why a company led by Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong is developing a COVID-19 nasal spray vaccine. Soon-Shiong's company is called Immunity Bio, and it's based in California. Other nasal spray vaccines are being developed in countries including India, China, and Germany. Soon-Shiong says Immunity Bio is trying to make what's called a second-generation COVID-19 vaccine, one that generates both short-term and long-term immunity at the same time. Instead of just targeting the spike protein, which binds the virus to human cells so it can reproduce, Soon-Shiong says Immunity Bio's nasal vaccine is designed to also go after the virus's reproductive machinery directly.
To kill the factory that actually makes the virus so it can propagate and can transmit and can grow and can cause death and can cause severe infection.
The company has been testing their vaccine in people in South Africa, which Soon-Shiong calls the eye of the storm for coronavirus variants.
Your head big now. Breathe in and out. Keep it that way.
Soon-Shiong says the nasal spray will probably be combined with the COVID-19 vaccine pill for the best effect. He says he's hoping they'll be ready for widespread use next year. Dozens of other second-generation vaccines are also under development. One is at Stanford University. This one will be delivered in the familiar shot form, but it's designed to provoke a durable immune response that doesn't require boosters. Peyton Weidenbacher is a Stanford graduate student working on the vaccine.
There's like two main goals. One, we need more vaccines, and two, we need more potent vaccines.
The Stanford vaccine should also be stable at higher temperatures than the ultra colds that are required to store the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Weidenbacher says that will be great news for efforts to get people vaccinated in the world's poorest countries, since the World Health Organization fell short of its goal this fall.
The World Health Organization wanted to have every country at least 10% vaccinated by October, and they missed by 50 countries.
He says the simple one-shot, no-booster vaccine dose would work especially well in places without easy access to medical clinics. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong says he believes a pill-nasal spray combo vaccine would work even better. He says shots require sterilization, trained staff, and special equipment.
Sending a tablet or sending a spray is so much easier. Taking a tablet, everybody can.
But both researchers agree, the more vaccines available, the better, no matter what form they come in. There are still billions more people who need doses to get the pandemic under control. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Dahlberg.